Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, Brooklyn boys. They making noise. Start up.
Episode 265, the Brooklyn Boys Podcast. Hey.
Hello.
Hello there. Ooh, hello there.
Hello there.
Ooh, David Brody. Hello there.
Hello there.
Wow, this is great. Yeah. I'm saying that with a lot of sarcasm in my voice.
Well, we're recording this on a Friday, which is usually Scary's going to the beach day.
It's Friday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon when it's 84 degrees and sunny out. Yep. Because we couldn't find another time to record in this entire week.
Not my fault.
I mean, you know, David Brody and all.
Always
busy.
Ready and available.
Always busy. Man.
No, you know what? I did go out last night, which I'll talk about later.
I know you did.
A couple of experiences. Yep.
You got more appointments than a doctor.
Yeah. And I will update you guys on my backyard light for those people who asked for an update, because there's now an update to the update.
The update to the update. So this is great.
Update to the update.
I'm glad you saved it for this long.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. By the way, to whoever put up the sign in my elevator that I just found as I was coming home today for the lemonade stand. When it's the first annual lemonade stand event.
It's just, there'll be another one.
Yeah, it's just the lemonade stand event. It's not first annual. We've covered this in this podcast before.
Right.
Because
unless you've already got a contract signed for next year with a guarantee that it's going to happen.
Yeah, but there's the original, and then next year can be the second annual. The first annual is the
original. Kind of,
yeah, but the first annual is
commitment.
The first annual is the first one. It is just the name of the event. You don't need first
Jaws.
Annual. It's redundant.
It's like Jaws. You didn't see Jaws 1. You didn't see Rocky 1. There's no such movies. There's Rocky. There's Jaws. But there's no
Rocky 1 and Jaws 1.
There's no Fast and the Furious 1. You could tell people you saw it, but it didn't exist.
I don't know. I'm complaining. I'm turning into you.
You wish.
Yeah, because it's a Friday afternoon. That's why.
You'd have a pool then.
I would. Dude, can we just get this out of the way? Because this has been bothering me. It's been hanging over my head like a cloud And I'm just frustrated because
I'm sorry, I'm better looking than you. I apologize.
The morning show got the worst of me today, but they got the best of me, which made me feel worse. But speaking of weather, I do the weather for Z100 in New York, and I've been doing it for years. Okay.
Yep.
And
now, wait, you have to tell people it's always, is it partly sunny, not partly cloudy? What are the rules?
Doesn't matter. None of that. It doesn't matter. I say mix of sun and clouds because that's really how you experience the day.
But aren't there ways to say the weather that sound better, but you're saying the same thing?
Yeah, pretty much. Partly sunny. Well, if they say partly cloudy, people think it's going to be cloudy. They hear the word cloudy, and partly cloudy just means say partial.
Partly sunny.
No, I could be like some sun mixed with clouds. Now, here's the thing, because that's what's going on. Like, I'm looking at the sky right now. There's sun and with times of clouds. But when it rains, that's where the problem is with precipitation and percentages. Okay, I'm going to be straight up with this, okay? It's very simple, but first of all, so Danielle was arguing with me about tomorrow. Oh, it's going to rain tomorrow night. Oh, rain. And I'm like, but I say it's going to be a sunny weekend. It's going to be great overall because that is the truth. It's going
to
be beautiful.
You have to say it's going to rain on Saturday.
No, it's not. See, this, you're one of them. And here's why. Because it takes a lot for it to rain. And there's a lot of factors involved. So if it says 30% chance
of factors to be sunny,
if it says 30%, no, that is not true, David Brody. It's default sunny, sun and clouds. The precipitation is an event that many things need to happen. It is unlikely.
Right, people say scattered showers. They're scattered. This way we don't see them. You just assume they're scattered somewhere else.
But here's the problem. You tell people, you say the word shower, you say the rain, the obvious average person hears that and they're like, it's going to rain. They said rain. So let's cancel all our plans. Let's forget about everything. So the truth of the matter is, for the greater part of tomorrow, it's going
to
be
lie to people.
It's going to be you're becoming one of them.
No, I'm being a realist. That people don't go out with it when it was raining. You're going to be a slicker or something.
You're going to a slicker. What fucking year is this? Oh, let me get my rubber boots.
Yes,
slicker.
Yes, I did it deliberately.
Get the fuck out of here with your yellow trench coat, Gordon Fisherman, with motherfucker. Listen, stop. Shut up. Hold on. Let me finish what I'm saying, okay? Because this has been irritating me all fucking day.
Yeah, when you get rained on, blame Skiri because you didn't know.
For the greater part of tomorrow, it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be sunny. There is a chance of some thunderstorms in the area in some places. See, now that's where, hold on.
Scattered showers.
But the thing is, you say that, and then people get all like, oh, they take it at word that they have to cancel their entire plans for the day because it's going to rain. Now, if it's 30%, right now it says 30%, and the weather's always changing, I'll give you that, all right? Mm-hmm. Right now, 30% chance of a passing thunderstorm. It doesn't. What that really means, and I put this all over my social media already.
We talked about this 2 weeks ago.
No, well, it means it's going to rain. It's 100% going to rain in the forecasted area. Mm-hmm. But in only 30% of that. So it's going to rain, a 100% chance of rain, but only in 30% of the coverage area. So that means 70%. Of you are going to see zero rain. 70%. So why would I be an alarmist? Why would I be an alarmist say it's going to rain when most people aren't going to get shit? And then they be like, oh, he said it was going to rain and it doesn't rain.
First of all, we agreed that there are two ways to interpret 30% chance of rain.
There's only one, Brody. Look it up.
You and I talked about this and people called left talkbacks. And you and I, we looked it up online, that there's two ways to interpret that.
Yes.
You have a 30% chance of getting rain, or that the area, 30% of the area will get rain.
Either way,
30%, Skiri, is 3 out of 10 people, right? That's how many people are probably going to get rained on that you just lied to.
And you're talking about the 30% of the sky. And 30% of the coverage. 30% of the sky.
No offense, Skiri, but who's listening to the morning show? I got to hear the weather. Everyone has a phone.
I know that.
Hey, Google, what's the weather?
Hey, listen, I'm not arguing that. I'm just telling you people were coming at me today.
Hold on. Ugh. Well, it's partly cloudy, according to Google.
But exactly. Google's a negative asshole.
Hold on. Hey, Google, what's the weather tomorrow?
I can't hear it. I can't hear it.
Hold on.
Can't hear it anyway, Brody.
Stop talking. I'm trying to tell you what it is. I'm not doing it again.
Do it again.
Well, stop yelling. Google, what's the weather in Manhattan, New York tomorrow?
Anyways,
the
weather in Manhattan, New York tomorrow.
Hey, Google, what's the weather in Manhattan, New York tomorrow?
Can't even.
Hold on. Scattered thunderstorms with a high of 85.
Okay.
That's scattered. What I said. You say scattered thunderstorms.
Scattered thunderstorms.
Right.
But that makes it sound like to the average person, they hear that and they go like, oh my God, it's going to rain. It's going to be. When in all honesty.
Who reacts like that? If you're going to the beach, you're going to go to the beach. In the morning, you're going to wake up. You're going to check the weather.
Most people, today and tomorrow. Most people hear scattered. When that's all that Google is telling you, scattered thunderstorms. This is exactly my point. If Google is saying scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, most people hear that and be like, it's going to fucking rain tomorrow.
Okay.
Most people hear that and interpret it that way. What I'm telling you, Brody, is that tomorrow, for the greater part of tomorrow, the sun will be shining and you'll see it and it'll feel it. It's going to be 86 degrees. It's going to be beautiful tomorrow. You may get in 30% of the area, a 30% of the coverage map will see a passing thunderstorm. Whoop-de-fucking-do.
August 12th, 2023. Look at the weather and see what it is or was over Manhattan and see if it rained. That's all. That's it. People can check. Now we can check your work.
And it may have rained in fucking Queens.
That's not Manhattan.
And a part of Long Island. And then rest of New Jersey, Westchester, Rockland, and the whole tri-state area got nothing. Got nothing. The sun was shining all day, all night, right, and then until the clouds came, until the moon came out, and then you. So what I'm saying is,
if you get rained on August 12th in the New York area,
report it to us.
Scary Jones on all social media. Let him have it.
There's a chance, but you'll be in the vast minority.
Saying there's a chance,
you'll be in the vast minority. Is what I'm saying. So that's what I'm saying. If I have 12 seconds to do the forecast for the friggin' weekend,
my
broad stroke approach is that it's going to be a beautiful weekend. Sunny today, tomorrow, and Sunday.
You broad stroke your own day.
And a chance of a thunderstorm passing in some areas. That's it.
Okay.
But you don't have to be an alarmist and say, it's going to rain, scattered thunderstorms.
The report you just did can be given any day by any newscaster with no research. Hey, tomorrow it's going to be sunny, possible rain, possibly not, some clouds. That's every day. And if it rains, you say, oh, I said scattered showers. Look, it rained. If it doesn't rain, you go, I said it was scattered. I didn't say it was going to rain.
I'm already exasperated.
It's a win-win for you, buddy.
I'm exhausted.
What did Danielle say? She gave you the same shit, right?
No, she's like, yeah, you said it's going to rain tomorrow. You said it's going to rain. You didn't say it's going to rain. And I'm like, because it really isn't. You're going to get a passing something in maybe over one fucking town
It'll be Danielle's town and she'll be right.
And you don't know which town that's going to be. Because
I know where she lives, so I know what town it is.
When it says 20% chance of rain, it means 100% chance of rain, but only in only 20% of the area.
What's the chance you're going to hit the commercial jingle now? 100%?
100% chance of a commercial coming up right now.
Scattered ads.
With Brody and Scary.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment.
This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Okay. Enough about weather. Let me tell you, let me finish the story about my backyard. If you listen in order, which I know you do.
By the way, I apologize for the last 11 minutes. I had to get this off my chest.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because people were adding me. No, I don't feel better now, actually. I really don't. I don't feel better.
You know what's scary? I'm sorry you're having a bad day.
I'm in a pissy mood.
You've got a 30% chance of happiness tomorrow with scattered smiles. Okay?
I wish people would understand and just understand where I'm coming from. That's all. Don't all just right, fucking come at me.
Where I left off in the backyard.
All right, go ahead. Let's pick up
the light. The contractor guys. I told you about the garage door almost hit me and killed me. Right. So the light didn't work. So the guy says to me, "Well, it was going to be $15, but the light doesn't work. So don't worry about paying us." I'm like, "All right. Well, I guess I got to replace the whole unit with a new LED light. Yeah. You know, modern." So I'm like, all right, well, I save $15 on the bulb. I'll return the bulb to Amazon. That's $20, $35. I'll go to Home Depot, picks up now. So I go to Home Depot and I spend like 20 minutes researching and figuring and guessing and looking up online. I find one, it's like $110. I go up to the register and they say, "Oh, you need the base mount." I said, "What base mount?" I said, "You need the base mount. It doesn't come with it." I go, "It doesn't say it on the box. Trust me, you need that." So I go back and get that. That's like another $12, $15, whatever. And I said, "You know what? I have a coupon. I left it home. This is legit for 10% off my next purchase. Can you honor that?" So they says, "Yeah, all right. Let me call the credit card company, get your number." They call, get me 10% off. I get the unit. Great. I get everything for 10% off. I go home and I get home around 7:00. It's medium dark out, partly cloudy. And the light is on in my backyard. The old light is on in my backyard. The one that didn't work. Changed the bulb, didn't work. Now it's on.
Now it's on.
So I call the contractor. I go, "Hey, the bulb worked." He goes, "I guess we couldn't see it in the daytime." So great. So the next day, I return everything to Home Depot, get my money back. That night, I go to swim. The light doesn't go on. It's broken again.
It's fucking with you, Brody.
So I call the contractor. I call my electrician, and the electrician says, "It's got to be the ballast, the thing that holds the bulb and the whatever, the power." He goes, "Just get rid of it." So I have to go back to Home Depot. Now I got to purchase the things again, but I don't have a discount. So I had to get somebody to prove, show them the old receipt and get my discount on a new unit. Anyway, it cost me $140 to get it installed. But here's the thing. The electrician says to me, texts me, says it's going to be $170 plus tax. So I said, "I give you $140 cash."
Yeah.
He says, "Deal. Deal." They love the cash.
They like it.
Love the cash. So I saved $30 plus tax, which would be like $45 I saved. I got the light installed yesterday. It works. Going swimming tonight.
Congratulations.
For two nights, Scary, I swam in the pitch dark.
Oh, you poor baby.
Pitch darkness.
Guess what? I swam in my bathtub because I don't have a pool. All right?
Aw.
Sick invite there. Thanks. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, you know what? I was going to invite you over, but the forecast said scattered showers, so I didn't want to have you come over.
Yeah, of course not.
Waste your time in the rain.
Yeah. That's a smart ass.
By the way, I do have some Scambonis for later in the show, so have the Scamboni jingle ready.
Scamboni jingle is all ready.
Now, I said I went out last night.
Where'd you go?
Well, I went to Applebee's with my cousin for dinner. And then I went, because it's right by the stadium. And then I went to see the Somerset Patriots in Somerset, New Jersey. But I was actually going to see them play the Binghamton Mets. The Binghamton Rumble Ponies, but they're,
wow,
they're the Mets minor league team.
Oh, how the,
and Somerset Patriots.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen. Here I was thinking that your big headline was going to be that you went to see Metallica last weekend at MetLife Stadium.
That would have been nice.
Would have been great.
No. No, I didn't want to go for two nights. And meanwhile, like some of our former interns were there and I was pissed. I mean, happy for them, but I was thinking, oh, damn it. My interns are going. I didn't go. I should have gone to see Metallica.
You absolutely should have. You're the biggest Metallica fan I know.
Yeah, but you don't know a lot of Metallica fans. I am. I am on a scale of 1 to 10 with as Metallica fans. I would say I'm a 6.5, 7.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So there's like 20 songs I love. And then there's a bunch of songs I don't care for. And I haven't really liked most of their last albums, but the first 5 albums, oh, I'm all over it. So I love Metallica, but it was a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of money. And right, they did this thing where they played like their greatest hits.
Yeah.
But they only played, they wouldn't play, they did a 2-night show, right?
Yeah.
And any song they played on the first night, they wouldn't play on the second night.
So you
get two complete different set, which is really cool if you go both nights. But let's say your favorite song is Fade to Black or Master of Puppets. And you go on Friday and they do both of those on Saturday. So you've got a 50-50 chance you might not see any of your favorite songs.
Yeah, but some of their songs they must have done on both nights. I mean, they're big hits. Like
no,
Enter,
I just
Enter
said,
Sandman.
That was the rule.
Enter Sandman.
No repeat.
They didn't
no,
do Enter
no
Sandman
repeat
on both nights? Come on.
No, that's what I'm saying.
It's their biggest song.
No, it's not. Well, maybe commercially.
Commercially, song, yes.
Yeah, so, all right. But they only did it one of the two nights. So if that was your favorite song, you had to hopefully guess correct. So I was thinking maybe don't get tickets on Friday. And if they don't play my favorite song, go for Saturday. But at that point, if they played your favorite songs on Friday, you should have luck. So I couldn't make a choice. So I decided not to go. It was too much pressure.
A lot of pressure. All right, Billy Joel.
All right. Pressure. Or Queen. Under pressure. Dun, 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 dun. Okay. Thanks, Vanilla Ice ripping them all.
So you went to this baseball game yesterday.
No, I got to start in order. I went to Applebee's.
Applebee's.
With my cousin. Because she's like, oh, there's an Applebee's right by the stadium. I'm like, fantastic. So go to the Applebee's and I remembered that I had 2 frequent flyer cards, like punch cards, in my wallet. One of them, has 5 punches, but like with, you know, those like a hole puncher.
Yeah.
But it's a special Applebee's
special one. Yeah. Because they don't want you to be punching your own holes. Cause that would be, you know, you could cheat the system that way.
And the other card has 5 Apple stamps. So at some point they must have changed the way they do it.
Yeah.
But I've had these cards for a long time and they say that order 10 meals, get a free entree free. So I'm thinking, all right, I'm getting my free entree here. I'll get the most expensive thing that I wouldn't normally get. I get a rack of ribs or something. I get a free entree. Doesn't say there's a limit and the cards don't have any rules on them. So the waitress comes over, can you know, help you out. We both ordered Diet Cokes, mine no ice, of course. And I said, hey, I have these 2 cards for free entree.
I already smell trouble, by the way. How old are these cards?
Doesn't matter.
No,
they're still good. They're still good.
I'm sure they are, but if they're old, they're guaranteed the employee that's been there working there 6 months is probably like, huh? What's this?
No. She recognized them.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
So she says, oh, you can't combine cards. They all have to be on the same card. I said, what? It doesn't say that. Yeah, that's the rule. You can't combine cards. That's not a rule. That's what my manager told me. Yeah, but it doesn't say that on the cards.
Well, wait. You were trying to use your 10th entree.
5 and a 5 equals 10. I bought
How many potential hole punches are on each Apple stamps? How many are on each card though? How many
10
are
total?
There's 10.
Right.
10 on each card. So you figured you were going to do 5 from one card and then 5 from the other.
Right. Correct.
Yeah. No, you can't do that.
Why not?
Because they're probably from different stores or different times, different eras.
You're making it up. Nope. She never said that. She said, can't combine cards.
Well, you can't.
I said, but Why? Why can't
it just
you
seems unsavory?
This says can't combine cards.
Something unsavory about that, Brody. I feel like you're trying to pull a fast one on me and my business.
How? I bought 5 meals at Applebee's. Then I went another time without my card, so I started a new card. And I used that card, and then eventually I found the old card, so I have 5 and 5. She didn't say either is expired. She said, you can use either one, but you can't use both. So you can talk to the manager if you want. I said, I'm not doing that. I don't want to. It's fine. I'll just order something, and I won't get the free entree today anyway. I'll just get a normal, you know, whatever I was normally going to get. I don't need the rack of ribs. Fuck it. Okay, fine. So we order mozzarella. I order mozzarella sticks to start with an extra sauce. She comes back. And the mozzarella sticks only has one sauce and my soda's empty. So I said, hey, she's going to get you anything? I said, yeah, if I can get another sauce and a refill on my soda, that'd be great. So she comes back and she brings the extra sauce. I said, hey, if you don't mind, I still need the refill on the Diet Coke. No ice. Oh, right. At this point, Scary, I should have realized her new nickname is One Out of Two Sue. Because every time I asked for two things, she only brought one. So then my French dip sandwich with American cheese and waffle fries arrives. Somebody runs it to the table. They drop it off and they leave. Well, the French dip doesn't have American cheese on it. And it's supposed to come with American cheese.
Oh,
so I see the waitress. She's like 5 or 6 tables away. And she looks up and I wave to her. And she looks at me like, I see you. I'm like, I need you when you get a chance.
Yeah.
So she finishes up at the table. She goes towards the register, rings up their order and disappears.
Yeah.
So I asked the hostess, I said, hostess, can you please, if you find my waitress, no rush, but have her come over. So she comes over and she says, oh, I'm sorry. What can I do for you? I said, well, I waved. You looked right at me. And she says, oh, I guess I was daydreaming. Oh, okay.
Right.
I said, well, my French dip doesn't have cheese. So if you could have, you know, put the American cheese on, that'd be great. And I need a refill on my soda. She says, okay, no problem. And she comes back with the French dip with the cheese on it. Doesn't bring the soda. So I said, hey, if I get the refill on the soda, that'd be great. So, okay, good. So she goes and gets
okay.
The soda.
So basically you're describing somebody with bad service here. I mean, just.
No, hold on. Then she says, are you all done? I said, yeah, if I could get a to-go container for the sandwich and a little a cup with a lid for the gravy to hold the gravy, that'd be great.
Yeah.
So she's great. Okay. She comes back with the check and with my sandwich container. I said, do you have a container for the sauce? Again, one out of two Sue. She didn't bring the sauce container. So she says, all right, I'll be right back. I said, oh, do me a favor. When you go to get the cup for the gravy, if I could get a to-go bag to put the gravy and the sandwich in, that'd be great. Thank you so much.
So she came back with the cup. Yep, with no bag. With no bag. Right.
One out of two Sue. She can't do both things.
No.
So I said, hey, you know what? If I could just get it to go, I asked her like I hadn't asked her before. Hey, you know what? If I get a to-go bag, that'd be great. Oh, sure. No problem. Like I didn't ask her already.
Right. Okay. All right. So
here's the kicker. Here's the best part of the story. I said, hey, you know what? Since I didn't use my punch cards, right? If you could stamp my 5 card and give me 6, I'll work towards filling up the card. She says, oh, she takes out a black magic marker. And she puts an X in the 6 box. I said, what are you doing?
An X.
An X. Anyone
could have done that with any marker. What do you mean, bop, bop, bop? It's obvious.
So I said, don't you have an Apple stamp? And she says, no, we just put X's. I said, wait a minute.
Oh, my God.
You wouldn't let me combine my tickets. But now you're telling me that I can just draw 4 more X's on the card and I'll have 10? She says, oh, wait a minute. You're right. She takes a marker.
Oh my
and she
God.
She puts her initials her on top of the X. She puts her little initials.
What if you decide to go to an Applebee's in Wyoming?
Right. Yeah, I go. So all I have to do is put any initials over the X? She says, I guess, yeah, that's what he told us to do. So I'm like, okay.
That's stupid. So who fucking? Oh my God.
I'm going to put X's on the punch card and X's on the Apple stamp.
And
so I've got 20. I've got 20 now. Because apparently that's the rule. She just drew an X. A fucking X. Not even like a fancy X with an apple. Just an X. So how about that? That's their new frequent flyer policy.
That is, no, it's not. It can't be. That's,
draw 10 X's.
That is Applebee's policy.
Wait, she initialed it. So it's official.
It's official.
It's not like she's the general manager. She's just some waitress. She put two letters and said, I initialed it, so you're good now.
Or is it the guy that did the Applebee's song? Maybe you could just put his initials because he's talking about Applebee's on a Friday night.
Yeah, I want my baby back. How about that guy? That's Chili's. Sorry.
That's Chili's.
So yeah, next time you go to Applebee's, get a card. Just put some X's on it. They won't know.
That's bullshit.
And just say, oh, I was at the Applebee's in Bridgewater, and they put X's on my card every time I go there.
That is so unofficial, it's not even funny. I, at this point, think that she was flabbergasted with you and decided to just fuck with you.
No, she said we don't have the Apple stamp anymore, so we just put X's. That's what she said.
Oh, my God.
So there you go.
That's dumb. Well, but on the combining card thing, could it have been possible that you could have scammed the system? Because if you had four on one and five on the other, right? Mm-hmm. Who's to say? Okay, then they would have given you would have X'd out. Mm-hmm. Let's say you get your entree, your free entree on one to make it five and five.
Getting off the road. It's getting off the road. Go ahead.
No. So at that point, she was to take
purchase.
She was at that point. You can't use it as time of purchase.
Right. If you get the 10th, you can't get an entree.
No, she gets you the 10th. Right. But then she has to take both cards from you.
Yeah. Five and five. She could have both cards.
Okay. I wanted to make sure because who's to say that that wasn't part of another card that you haven't used yet because you're trying to scam me. You understand? That's why you can't combine cards because she might think that maybe they took one card from you because you tried this somewhere else.
No, there was this. You're making up shit now. You're trying desperately to be on her side.
I'm not. It didn't seem very savory when you presented it with combining cards like that. So it's almost like you have a trick up your sleeve. But apparently, this Applebee's.
I ate five meals.
It just seemed a little fishy to me. But I will say, according to this Applebee's, you have to do is just put X's on it. So. Yep. So you can indeed scam the system.
And I'll put SJ for Scary Jones.
Scary Jones. It's Scary Jones approved. Because I said so.
Yeah, he's the manager at the other Applebee's.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that one. That one. The other one.
It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Man, I got to start eating at these fast casual restaurants. I mean, I don't know what I'm missing half the time. You know, but
you're missing content for the podcast.
My cousin,
when she put the X on the thing and she walked away after the whole conversation, my cousin, she says to me, "Podcast, right?" I go, "Absolutely." She goes, "It's all worth it then. You just got content." I said, "Absolutely.
Absolutely podcast."
Yeah, she knows. She knows because whenever we go to lunch or whatever, I'm like, that's a podcast.
Hey, I don't mean to complain about modern music.
God, I hate complainers. What?
Yeah, you. But do you feel that there's been a trend lately of this influx of teens singing ballads, like very slow songs, and then becoming wildly popular online, and then all of a sudden that translates to the radio all of a sudden because we start playing them? I just feel like we have lately in the music cycle that, you know, we play, you know, top 40 music. Right now, we're playing a lot of really slow songs, but they're slow with depressing lyrics, and usually it's by a teen male or teen female. And I'm trying to understand why so much of that
is David Kushner?
Like David Kushner, right. But even like, you know, I mean, a more recent example, like Olivia Rodrigo, her latest song, Vampire, is also slow. Mm. And like Billie Eilish has a new song out. Again, in typical Billie Eilish fashion, it's slow. And but there's also like these other songs that they just sound like they're just from another planet. And they're becoming crazy popular, I guess, on TikTok and streams. I'm wondering, teen angst. And again, I'm not making fun. I'm an out of touch Gen Xer, maybe. But I just feel like the music doesn't have, like, a lot of it doesn't have rhythm and oomph.
You're Gen X?
Yes. 1974.
Look at you saying it out loud.
I'm 49 years old. People know that.
You don't always say that.
But people know it because it's understood.
Oh,
I don't hide my age. Right. You know, I'm just trying to get to the bottom of it. Like, why is that the music cycle? If you look back at other eras of music, other, you know, the aughts, as you like to say, the 2000s, mm-hmm. or the 2010s, or the music was melodic and it had a direction. It's like, yes, it was rock. It had guitars, or it had a melody and it was a dance beat, you know, with nice driving bass. I just feel like music doesn't have, there's a lot of songs out there. And, you know, I hate to say it, throw Taylor Swift into that category.
You say shit about T-Swizzle.
Listen, we went to see Taylor. I love Taylor. Yeah. But, right. You know, and listen, she's crushing it. She's breaking all kinds of records. But, you know, she doesn't strain
all the
her
records she's breaking her slow is what you're saying.
She doesn't strain her voice. If you notice, she's a talking singer where she sing talks, where she's singing. Her voice is going to go forever. And she could belt out 3 hours a night, consecutive nights, because
what songs are you talking about?
All her songs, her entire library. She doesn't, her music is, you know, is very like she talks in her music and she sings, but she talks. She doesn't hit. She doesn't go for the gusto with high notes.
She's not Adele, if that's what you're talking about.
She's not. She doesn't sing from the chest. She sings from her mouth. She's a, you know what I'm saying? Like,
she's
like
a singer.
No, but
she's not a belter.
She doesn't have.
You know who else does that? Ed Sheeran and every other pop star.
Right. Well,
Adele and Celine Dion are the only ones you sing the way you're like Barbara Streisand.
That's not true.
People don't sing like that anymore.
But like
pop singers don't sing with range and octaves like Mariah Carey used to sing.
Right.
That's not what pop stars are anymore.
Right. But anyway, that I'm digressing. What I'm saying is
I think it's post-pandemic angst. I think
slow music. The angst talk came about slow music.
And now it's get. Yeah. I think post-pandemic, there were a lot of songs that were down and I think when anything works well, then people take it to the next extreme. So it went from like Olivia Rodrigo upbeat depressing songs or anger songs or ex-boyfriend songs. And then they slowed it down and slowed it down. And they're like, oh, I can tolerate slower.
Yeah.
Tolerate slower.
Yeah. And then by the way, I know, again, no shade on Olivia Rodrigo either. I freaking love her. I think she's great.
No, but it's like cargo shorts, man. They go out.
Yeah.
And they come back.
I just seem to think that right now we're in this era, this time of slow music, and it just doesn't match the weather, right? So it's summer.
Well, it does if it's going to rain tomorrow.
Well, we were trying to figure out what is the song of summer right now? And the only thing anyone could point at is Cruel Summer by Taylor Swift, which is a song from her Lover album, which is from 2019, which is 4 years old. And that song is in like a hot rotation. People are listening to it like crazy. Now, it's obviously she's traveling the country with her tour. The song is called Cruel Summer. But, you know, and again, it's kind of like a mid-tempo song. I'm like, I don't think that's the song of summer, is it? And everything else that's out is like 10-year, anything that's popular that we're playing is like 10, 12 years and just got kind of rehashed because it was on TikTok and now it's popular.
Well, if I'm looking online at what are the...
Like summer, Miguel, summer I'll give you the example, Miguel, Sure Thing, right? That song is from 2011. We didn't play it when it was new, but now we're playing it like crazy every hour and a half because TikTok made it famous.
Yeah, a lot of lists are saying Charlie XCX, Speed Drive. I don't know that song. Kylie Minogue, Padam Padam.
Padam, padam, padam.
Padam, padam,
padam. That's like an electric EDM. None of these are the...
Sex, Georgia Smith, Little Things.
All these songs are unfamiliar to the masses.
Olivia Rodrigo, Vampire.
That's not the song of summer. Sorry.
Okay, hold on. Let me look at another. I'm looking at different articles. Let me find like a Billboard Hot 100.
We can't find one. There's no standout this summer. There really isn't.
Dua Lipa, Dance the Night.
Dance the Night is from Hold on. Dance the Night is from Barbie. But I don't see that emerging as like everybody's talking about it. Everybody, you understand? Like I feel that there's something else there. I feel like we're missing something, but maybe we're not. We're just in this moment of these ballads, a lot of these slow songs coming out, and there's nothing that's a standout. That's like last year, arguably the song of summer, Sunroof. I got my head out the sunroof.
Yeah,
Nicky Yore. It was a one hit wonder for now. I mean, he hasn't come up with anything following that. But that was a feel good summertime song. It doesn't necessarily have to be a song about summer or have the word summer in it, but it has to be a feel-good song that everyone's like listening to. If you look at previous years, there are those clear standouts. And Sunroof was perfect for last year. And it just kind of defined like the time of like it's...
How about Summer Baby by Jonas Brothers? That's on this
list. Not on the charts. Not a summer. Not the song of summer. In fact... You know they're touring, and they had Waffle House. That's a slow song, but Summer Baby, not a hit right now. Or I mean, listen, if you're experiencing this podcast 3-4 months from now, I could be wrong on some of this because some of the songs might have developed. But we're in the middle of August right now, and there's nothing out there.
I'm looking at Esquire.com's list.
Oh, okay. Let's hear this.
Troy Sivan, Rush.
Nope.
Flyana Boss, You Wish.
Who?
Yep. Kytronada and Amine Forever. Do not tweet me on pronunciations. I know I'm ruining it.
All right, Esquire.
Rosalia and Raul Alejandro Beso.
Okay. Esquire.
Yeah, Esquire's
way off base.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't listen to pop music. I couldn't tell you.
Oh, yeah. All right. I'm just saying.
I've heard enough in my car from my kids that there's nothing that upbeat.
I
will say, yeah. If you want something fun, Maisie Peters, up and coming artist.
Okay.
Maisie Peters. Wow. You should have her on the show.
All right.
She's fantastic.
All right.
And she's playing Radio City Music Hall tonight, I think.
Oh, okay. I'm open. Oh, yeah, that's right. I saw that on the marquee. Okay.
Yeah, you should have had her up this week.
I am a fan of all of it. I'm not very big on country music. I'm sorry. I know there's a lot of country fans that are slices. I'm warming up to some of the music, I wanted some emerging song that is, what's the one that you got the windows rolled down, or the air conditioner way up because it's so fucking hot out there, and you're just cranking while you're driving. What's that song? And it should be something that's somewhat current, right? Okay. All right. That's, I rest my case. It's more of a question I'm throwing out to the slices.
All right.
As you were.
All right.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You know, so we've had this merch store now launched for how many years?
Brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
That's Brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
Thank you. Yeah.
And the store is open, and it's just open. Sitting there. Now we have merch. Well, we do have people that are buying some things here and there, but we were told by our boy Matt, like, yo, what are we doing over here? What do you want to do?
We did not get the summer bump on the merchandise that we were expecting.
No, but I wonder if they were looking for a summer discount. I mean, what do we...
I don't know.
Should we call Matt live? I think we should put him on the spot.
No, we should not.
Yeah,
that.
Why not?
Nope.
Come on.
That's a terrible idea.
What do we got to lose? Nope. I think we should call
Matt
him.
Matt works all day. No.
Man. I want to shake his tree and be like, yo.
Well, that sounds like a personal thing.
What could go wrong?
Yeah, what could go wrong? Matt's not the radio kind of guy. Matt doesn't need to be bothered.
No, Matt would love to be on our podcast, Brody.
Merchandise Matt.
Merch. Matt Merch. No, Matt Merch.
Matt Merch? You have to have nicknames for all your friends.
I do have a nickname for all my friends. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Why is this?
By the way, who are you going out with this weekend? Extra tall Andrew?
Oh, my God. No. Robin and I were invited to a party down the Jersey Shore tomorrow, and you're gonna laugh, Brody. It's in Seaside Heights. I haven't been to Seaside Heights since I was underage. That's where the original Jersey Shore was filmed. Seaside Heights.
Seaside Heights.
Yeah, with the duck phone and the Italian flag over the on the garage painted on there. I don't know, man. I haven't been there in years and years and years. And that's far for me to drive. So I was trying to think about maybe staying the night somewhere.
Okay.
Well, I had
have a hookup.
Not in Seaside
Where
Heights.
You're not getting last minute bougie, and you're not getting any bougie in Seaside Heights.
No.
Are you?
Well, I tried to be bougie and I failed. So I was trying to do some research to see where I could possibly stay. And
I hear it's going to rain tomorrow.
Fuck you, Brody. It's going to be beautiful.
Uh-huh.
All I could tell
I
you
it,
is
I hope it rains on you so badly.
All I'm going to say is this. Everything is like a college dorm. I can feel the bed bugs crawling on my skin just by looking at pictures online of these places in Seaside. No offense if you're a frequenter of Seaside Heights, but it's just, I can't believe they have no other offerings. And if I have to pay, I pay. But I just don't want to wake up with a skin rash or a disease. So, because let's face it, places like, and again, not trying to be offensive here, places like Seaside and like Wildwood, sorry, did I say that? Childwood. Those are the places you'd go after high school prom. You'd bring the limo down or whatever. You'd take an Uber at this point. You'd go down and you would underage drink and just go to these sleazeball places. That, which, by the way, they're getting $300-$400 a night for, mm-hmm. for something that is should be $39. These rooms are gross. People put up with it. So they're expensive.
If you're relatively new to the podcast, or even if you've listened and you're like, these two guys are from the same neighborhood in Brooklyn. They sound a lot alike. The guy speaking about Seaside is Skeery Jones. At S-K-E-E-R-Y Jones.
What are you trying to say?
At David Brody would be happy to go anywhere at this point. Get away. You know,
no. Well, listen, listen. David Brody, BRDY, has a friggin' pool. I live in an apartment.
Did you just say BRDY?
BRODY.
Dude, vowel.
I live in an apartment. Okay, I live in an apartment.
Why haven't you moved to every other building in your neighborhood has a pool but yours?
I have a one bedroom apartment. Okay, but they say
and that stack of papers is still behind you.
Life is too short. Right?
In your kitchen, stay, dining room, den combo.
Life is too short to stay in bed, to sleep in a bad motel. And there's some kind of saying. I forgot.
Yeah, really, it was Shakespeare who once said, a hotel by any other name would still smell bad if it was cheap.
So he said that. So these places, my larger point was, these flea bag one-star motels with ratty ass, probably bed bug mattresses, mm-hmm. are no joke getting $300-$400 a night, which is highway robbery.
Yeah.
Robbery. I cannot believe how much money they're making off of a single night. And
I told you I wanted to go to Asbury Park to see my friend's band, Houston Calls.
Forget it. $600-$700 a night.
$800 a night for nothing.
Right.
$800.
Yeah.
And they don't give you an, I don't want to go to the beach, that's not why I'm coming here, discount.
And if you go out east to Montauk, it's even worse. It's like $600-$700 a night.
And now you're talking about Long Island for those of you who don't know what he's talking about.
For the Hamptons, and you do not get what you pay for.
Dude, some woman got bitten by a shark in Rockaway.
I saw that. That was this week. That's in Queens.
Unfortunate.
Well. Yeah. So anyway, I don't know. I would just say, look, man.
Sharks don't stay in Seaside.
I may have to go to this party tomorrow. And drive home. I may have to do it.
But why don't you go to one of your bougie towns on the way home and stop?
Because it's too late. They're all sold out.
Even for Skeery Jones, the guy who does weather on Z100 in New York?
Okay. Should I sleep on the beach? Like, where are they going to put me? In a pool, in a lounge chair by the pool?
You know the really nice places always have.
Yeah, but capacity is capacity. No, they don't.
If Michael Jordan shows up, you know, like if somebody shows up who's like a big deal.
100% capacity is 100% capacity. They can't build rooms. So, yeah. So
they keep some to the side. It's like concerts. Every concert's sold out, but all of a sudden, oh, we moved some chairs around. We have 500 more tickets.
We switched to speaker. Configuration.
Right. Now there's more seats. Bullshit. Or you know, like, but if you know, if a celebrity calls up and they're like, hey, I wonder if you want to bring my kids to this big concert at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we got some.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. So I don't know what I'm going to do, but you know, paying $400 to stay in a rat infested motel, no thank you. And shame on them for charging anyone that amount of money.
Yeah, but people are paying it. That's all that matters. Are they paying it? If they're paying it, they can charge it. That's how life works.
Yeah.
All right. That sounds like a Scamboni, which sounds like it's time for you to hit the gym.
I think it is, Brody. Is it Scamboni time?
It's Scamboni time.
Scamboni!
Yeah,
what's happening?
Okay. Let me start off with something that anyone who owns a house most likely has seen something like this. You ever get these brochures or these coupons in the mailer? Like, get your driveway redone, and they're like $200 off the job with this coupon.
Yes.
I got a thing for windows, and it says, install 4 windows. We'll take an extra $150 off the entire project.
Yes.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, it's a great thing.
If I get my driveway redone, they will take $500 off of the price. That's great. Here's the problem.
Sounds like a plan.
There is no price for a driveway. Right? They base it on your house. They base it on your specific house. Like if you go to a store, you go to McDonald's and they give you a dollar off, you know you're getting a dollar off a Big Mac. You know what a Big Mac costs.
Yeah.
But if you're getting $150 off of tree trimming, you don't know how much the tree trimming is going to cost. So you don't know if you're getting $150 off. They're going to go, you know what? The tree trimming would have been $700. Let's charge them $850 and then give them $150 off.
Yeah, because there's no set menu. There's no set price. There's no standard. Right. So there's nothing to measure it against.
$500 off your driveway. They're making up a number anyway. They're looking at your driveway going, yeah, it's 40 by 20 and divided by 6, $2,300. But we'll give you $300 off. You got the coupon. That's a Scamboni.
It is a Scamboni.
So you have to like not tell them you have the coupon. You have to go, hey, what's the price on that?
Right.
And they'll go, oh, 2,000? Aha, I've got a coupon. They'll go, and you know what they say? My friend tried this. You know what they say? They go, yeah, well, we were going to honor the coupon anyway. That's why it's 2,000. They will not take off the price. They'll be like, oh, yeah, well, we just assume everyone has the coupon.
And if they do go below after that, they were already factoring in their head that you were looking for a discount.
Right. You're not getting, and if you're one of those companies sends those coupons out, even if you're honest, nobody believes you. Nobody.
Yeah.
Here's my next Scamboni.
Oh, Scamboni number two?
Wait, hold on.
I got to get the jingle back.
Get the jingle back.
Scamboni.
Yeah, we know.
I just love that.
It's a big thing on TikTok. You know when you go through TikTok lives and you scroll?
Yes.
And you're like, oh, well, this one's live. This one's doing politics. Yeah. This one's doing the weather. People playing video games. Yeah. Whatever they're doing it live, right?
Yeah.
This is a new thing I found. And I've seen multiple women. It's always women.
Uh-huh.
Doing this.
Wait a second.
Can you see that?
Let me see. By the way, are you about to...
see that?
Yeah, what is that? Yep, uh-huh. I see that.
Okay. There are these wooden toys for kids. They're like magic eight balls.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if I mentioned this before. If I did, I apologize. And they've got a little pendulum that swings, and the woman clicks it on the air on TikTok.
Yep.
She flicks it, and it spins or it wobbles or it goes back and forth, and then eventually stops. And so I found three different ones. Where's the third one? Here it is. So this one says these are the options. You decide. No. Probably, ask a friend, yes, or unlikely. Again, like a magic eight ball. This one says never, always, yes, no, maybe. Okay?
Yeah.
And this says never, sometimes, possibly, no, maybe. And yes. Okay?
Okay.
And if you're a kid at home, you could flick them and go, oh, should I do my homework now or wait till after dinner? Flick it. Oh, it said yes, I should wait, right? It's a kid's game.
Yeah.
Well, on TikTok, people are doing TikTok lives with these stupid little kids' toys. And people are asking legitimate questions. Does my boyfriend love me? And she goes, okay, this is for Claire 27. And she flicks it and it says, you decide. Claire, you have to decide if your boyfriend loves you. Thank you. Okay, Mike, what's your question? Mike has a question. Mike wants to know if he's going to get a raise. And they flick it. And it says, probably. Mike, you're probably going to get a raise. This is about as accurate as Scary Jones' weather reports. People are asking life-altering questions of a random woman who claims to be something, flicking a kid's toy.
Yeah.
Should I break up with my husband? Is my husband cheating on me? And she flicks in and says, yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I thought so. People are taking this seriously. This is a scamboni.
Yeah.
They're not making it. And people are sending gifts. You know, you can send gifts you pay for and then the person gets money. They're sending gifts to people. Fake fortune tellers.
I've seen it. Fake. Have you seen the NPCs? Fake. NPCs, the non-player character phenomenon that's going on?
What, that people walk around like they're not NPC? That's not new. Is that what you're talking about?
NPC, well, NPC stands for non-playable character. So it's
people are walking around.
Well, hold on a second. For people that don't know, we got to reset the whole thing. People don't know what that is. It's characters in a video game that you can't control. They're just doing things. So people are becoming human NPCs on TikTok Live. And what they'll do is they'll just sit there and they'll repeat the same phrase over and over again, like an NPC character. Or they'll do like, they'll just repeat a motion over and over and over and over like a robot, and they'll collect tips, and they'll do it, or they'll do a sultry voice like, yeah, daddy, give it to me good. And they'll just sit there like that and they wait for another tip, and then they'll, yeah, daddy, give it to me good. And they'll just sit there and they say it over and over. Yeah, daddy, give it to me good. And that's all they do. They don't break character. They just stare at the camera and they do the same motion over and over. And so they're making friggin' money hand over fist. Didn't we talk about this on this podcast? We should be an NPC, you and me. And we can just sit there and work for tips. This is better than OnlyFans, Brody. But you have to come up with a gimmick. Now, there's this one guy. Oh my God, what are the names of these people? Who are the NPCs?
Scam and Shyster?
Scam and Shyster. No, that's my favorite book company.
Simon and Shyster.
Oh. non-playable character stars. Non-playable character TikTok stars. So this one woman. There's a whole article about this. This is a real fascinating world. This one girl gets $7,000 a day she makes, according to The Guardian. And her name is...
In a bra or a tank top? What's she wearing? The people are throwing money at her.
She eats ice cream cones. No.
Oh,
she goes, yes, ice cream's so good. Ooh, you got me feeling like a cowgirl. Ice cream's so good.
That's how you eat ice cream.
Ice cream's so good.
You go, so good.
So good. So, what was her name? They're not telling me her name in here. But anyway,
would people pay to watch us eat chicken parm?
So, what do you mean? Well, yeah, I see. That's the thing. Maybe we have to find out what it is people would pay for if we stare at a camera for 3 hours. This girl does this for hours a day. She makes $7,000.
People sending gifts,
money, and they wait. She waits for the next person to tip her, and then she does it again. Pinky Doll. Her name is Pinky Doll. Google Pinky Piggy? Doll. Pinky.
Pinky or Piggy?
Pinky.
Oh.
P-I-N-K-Y. She's from Montreal. She's a content creator. And her ice cream so good clips went viral this last week. Or this was several weeks ago now. There's other people out there. This one guy sits in a Mexican sombrero in his bathtub. And he splashes water over and over again or whatever.
Oh, Pinky Doll NPC.
Dude.
Here it is. Here it is. Shut up. Hold on.
Louder.
She's not even great at it.
You don't have to be. That's the point.
Oh my God. All of her videos. She just sits there and hold on. Other languages she does.
So there's another person named Cherry Crush, right? She wears a wig. She has elf ears and wears a wig and barks and makes nom 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 noises.
You type in Cherry, she comes up. Hold on.
Cherry Crush.
Hold on.
What is she doing? I can't hear it, Brody. The listeners can't hear this. Whatever.
She just sits there and bounces.
Yes. You know how much she's making money hand over fist, Brody. She's making crazy money.
Hold on. How many views does she have? Hold on. Let me look at her account.
Oh, forget it. Don't even, it's going to make you sick when you see. It's going to make you nauseous.
She has 350,000 followers.
Yeah, that's a lot for somebody who does one thing.
Oh, there's a lot of fakers. There's a lot of people with similar names trying to capitalize.
What is it that we can do? Is it a repetitive phrase over and over again? Is it emotion? Is it something? Maybe we're spinning a dreidel. Like, and I don't know. Like people are, eating on camera.
614,000 views.
Yeah, man.
1.1 million views. What is she doing here?
You tell me.
She's lip syncing.
Right.
And she's eating food that people pop up on the screen or she's doing it.
Yeah.
She's just biting. So food is popping up on the screen. Like,
right.
Images of like emojis.
Yes.
And she's chomping on them like she's eating them, pretending.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And she's lip syncing to a cute clip and she has elf ears on.
Yeah.
1.1 million views.
Yeah.
A green wig, a million views.
Yeah.
1.4 million. What's she doing? Hold on.
Here we go.
Hold on.
It's over and over again. These are NPCs, if you want to follow along. NPCs.
Nope. She's just lip syncing with her big eyes open like a doll. And she's very well endowed in a tank top.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's it.
That's all she's doing. And they don't have any life to them. They're not human, meaning like they don't talk to the camera like conversationally. They're not like, how Brody and I are going back on this podcast having dialogue. They don't do that.
Wasting our time talking.
We are wasting our time talking to each other like this. Apparently, that's what TikTokers want. They want you to stare at the screen and do the same repeated motion or say the same phrase. Or perform the same action over and over and over and over again. And that's it. So we have to find our niche. We have to find how we can become the next NPC stars. And what would people pay to watch us do? Or say? Or eat? Or act out?
Maybe I just do like on-command rants. They're like, complain about something. And they put up on the screen and I just start complaining about whatever they pop up.
It's too human, though. It's too, I mean, you can if you want to riff off of that. But I think that's too, this has got to be NPC format. The non-playable character where it's the same motion over and over again. Because that's a thing. Wow. Fascinating, Brody. Brody, I'm telling you, there's dozens of articles on this. If you Google NPC.
We're missing out. We're missing out on millions of dollars.
There's so much money to be made here. People are making... coined this one article, $4,000 an hour by being an NPC.
Some people don't make that in a day.
And if you're listening, I just may have given you an idea for a job if you're looking for a new line of work. Just put a fucking camera on yourself, go live on TikTok, and just collect tips for popping a balloon. Popping balloons over and over again. Just sit there and wait for people to tip you. So you could.
What if we like smash Italian pastries?
Maybe.
Cannoli smash. Cannoli smash.
Yes.
Cannoli
smash. Yes. There you go.
I Brody, just made $1,000.
I'm telling Brody you. You can. You laugh your ass off. But
Brody cannoli. Cannoli smash.
Maybe I squeeze. Maybe I sit here squeezing my own tits.
You could ask your own. You can't.
I can't do that. But what if I just squeeze my breasts every 30 seconds and I just sit there staring at the camera? I'm just squeezing my boobs.
You have to say something like, mommy likes milk. Mommy likes milk.
mommy likes milk. Right. That's how they do it. I know you guys are finding this absurd right now, but this is really what's going on TikTok. You can't make this shit up.
It's the end of society. It's not going to be global warming that kills us. It's the shit.
It really
the end
is.
Of society.
But it's fascinating. In your own time, guys, ladies, whatever you want to be known as, non-binary, Google NPC characters and what they're up to and how much they're making and the acts they're performing over and over, and maybe you'll come up with a niche thing for yourself to make some money.
Amazing.
You're welcome. We got to take a break. Do we have to take a break? Yeah, we do.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. We will be right back. Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Scary. Before we go any further, I have a question for you.
Yeah, and by the way, I lost track of time there. I didn't know where we were. I'm like, do we have another break?
That's
we
okay.
Did.
It's a simple question.
Yeah.
Because I was buying a piece of furniture for my daughter's dorm room. She needed like a TV stand. And I came upon a cart, TV cart, and on Amazon. And the color is G-R-E-I-G-E, Greige. Have you ever heard of that color, Scary?
It sounds like a cross between gray and beige. So,
Yep.
To answer your question first, no, never heard of it. But now that you mentioned it, my brain just put two and two together and said that's what it is.
Apparently, it's a thing. Apparently, if you look at it, you're like, is it beige or is it gray? It's neither.
Is it wet or is it dry?
You know what? I'm going to send it to you and you tell me what color you think this is. Hold on, I'm going to text it to you right now. Scary Jones. Here
we go. Okay. This isn't that dress conversation, right?
No, and it's not the guy with the black guy with the big dick that you used to send everybody. That picture that went around.
Is this dress gold and black or is it blue and red? No, I'm kidding.
It was blue and gold.
It was blue and gold, whatever. That's grayish.
Yeah.
I could see that. It's an in-between color. I like that.
Yeah, so it's like purple is red and blue. Instead of calling it like bled, they came out with purple.
This is
just a combo of the...
Yeah, I've always wanted my floors to look like that. I wanted grayish.
Grayish.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. But what color is your... It's grayish.
It's grayish. All right, we have some
talk. Is that allowed, making up colors?
I guess. I don't know.
That's the color.
Yeah. Well, all right, we have some talkbacks we got to get to, Brody.
All right. I'm going to get that out of my system.
All right. If you've listened on...
Before we play the talkbacks...
Yep.
I will tell you about the baseball game I went to on next week's episode.
Sounds like a plan. I like that. Now,
about the guy and his seats. That's all I'll say.
The guy and his seats?
And the kid who turned on his best friend. Yep.
I love that.
Got ugly.
I love his little teases. Looks like
little tease for next week.
Tickling me with an audio feather.
Maybe that's what we'll do on TikTok. I'll just tickle you with an audio feather. Next week on the podcast. Ha! That's it.
You know, dude, you know we can be clever enough to go viral. We have to think of what it is that we need to do. I'm just saying. I mean, that old comedian Gallagher from the 70s used to just smash watermelons on stage. He was like the original NPC guy, smashing watermelons over and over again. I don't know.
How great was Gallagher? And when he didn't want to do the job, he had his brother do it?
Yeah, he did.
He's like, you be Gallagher.
He just subbed in for him. He was his twin, right?
No, he had a brother. So his brother just did it and smashed. That's all you needed. You needed the license to do it. He would give you permission. Like, there were other people that filled in for him. I mean, does it really matter who's swinging the hammer at that point? Would you be upset, Scary, if you went to see Gallagher and his brother Gallagher was there? I mean, he's still smashing watermelons and splashing the audience, right?
Correct.
He's still getting a poncho.
Well, I don't know if I'd be upset. Gallagher. I don't know.
Meh.
You're paying for the entertainment.
Your hair is
grayish. I got grayish hair. So if you listen on the iHeartRadio app, you can hear us. You can click the microphone and then talk back to us. So this is from episode 264.
Hopefully.
Brody could have been killed. That's what this one is.
Oh, okay.
That's what this specific talkback is. That's because listed. That's the one that they were listening to when they sent this. This pearl.
Hey, Brody and Scary. Long time slice.
Nice.
I just want to call in about the time I thought I was being robbed. I was working from home and I saw my door handle to the front door jiggling up and down. And it kept going. I heard banging on the door. So I went and woke up my boyfriend and said, like, somebody's trying to get in. What's going on? And we opened up the door and there was a squirrel that was jumping up and down on the handle.
Okay. Could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
Story.
I resisted saying that's nuts.
Hi-oh.
She didn't call the cops, though, but that would have been pretty frightening.
That would have been very frightening.
So she left out a part. Did the boyfriend open the door? Was he brave enough to, like, swing open the door and see who it was?
I don't know. We'll never know.
They peek through a side window. I need to know. All right, next one.
Hey, Brody and Scary. Jamie from Queens here. I have a funny robbery story. My dad had a college professor who had a bunch of snakes that just roamed freely around his house, including a defanged rattlesnake. And one night, a guy broke into the house. As he's in the kitchen rummaging through stuff, he sees the rattlesnake on the kitchen sink and a bunch of snakes on the floor around him, and he dropped what he had and booked it out of the house.
I love that. A story of hope.
Mm. Yeah.
Get a pet rattlesnake that's defanged.
Hey, Brody and Scary. Jamie from Queens again.
Oh, you're back.
You guys were talking about people reeking of the smell of pot. Well, back in 2008, I worked in a costume shop, and this guy came straight to work after hot boxing for 5 hours. No hot shower, boxing. No change of clothes, not even a spray of Axe body spray. And I had to work a 6-hour shift in the top floor of that store where there was no window and no air circulation with that guy. It was awful.
Yeah. I remember working at the Palm Shore Club back in the day. They used to trap me in the walk-in refrigerator, and they used to smoke up. And they used to hot box me in the cold box. It's kind of weird. We were in the refrigerator, and I was just like,
they were picking on the nerd. What do you mean they locked you in the
oh, they would. I would go into the walk-in refrigerator. They would all take hits, blow the smoke into the refrigerator, and then close the door on me and leave me locked in the door in there in the refrigerator, as they were all. but I would be there with the contact high. But he really wasn't a hot box.
Was it Pot Pete and Marijuana Manny? Who was it?
It was Matt, but I forgot. We didn't have a name for him.
Reefer Rob?
Reefer Rob.
Marijuana Matt?
Marijuana Matt.
Him back then?
Might as well be.
Hot Box Bob?
Sorry, guys. I'm back. It's Erica from Florida again.
What up?
I just wanted to say, also, as Scary would say, it's a squirrel.
Squirrel.
But also, my gas door won't even open in my car if the engine is not off.
Oh.
I physically cannot get gas unless my car is off.
Oh.
See, sorry to bring that back up, Scare. Bye, guys.
Beautiful. All right. He thank you.
Smart car.
Hey, Scary, you are wrong. If you say that you're a fan of a team, you stick with that team through thick and thin. You support them. You can be mad at the organization, the owners, the players, the coaches, whatever. It doesn't matter. But you stick with that team because you say you're a fan. If you're a true fan, you do not abandon them and just come back whenever they're doing good. That's being a bandwagoner. That's being a puss. Do not be a puss.
I'm not abandoning them. I'm supporting them, but I'm not paying good money to go watch them lose because they have no shot.
I haven't heard him deny he's a puss.
Oh my gosh, Brody, what a crazy story. Whoa, the suspense was killing me. Glad you weren't killed. Big fan.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. That's a nice thing to say. I'm glad you weren't
killed. All this is based off of Brody's story where he was almost killed.
They listen in order.
They listen in order, they know.
I was almost killed last week.
Hey guys, Life for Life, Greg calling from Miami. And on the last podcast, we were talking about possibly bringing the meetup to Miami. And I've got the best place for Brody. Sedell's Coconut Grove. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
That's right. And it's a beautiful one. Sedell's, the place where that serves dill on everything. That Brody just,
you were there last week with your girlfriend. You put pictures up. There was dill on everything.
Oh, it was so good. What about we? Sedell's is such a classic place to have brunch. All the Jewish delicacies. Sedell's. But yes, there's a beautiful one in Coconut Grove.
I like Coconut Grove.
Oh my God. Well, you'll love the Sedell's that's there too.
All right.
Hold the dill.
Bob Cregan here, thinking about episode 263 for the meetup. I think you should call it A Slice of Time with the Brooklyn Boys.
Okay.
That's all I got to say. Slice. You guys do great.
Slice of time.
Thank you. We'll take that under advisement.
Hi, Brooklyn Boys. This is Mary from Marlton. I want to talk about the near-death experience that Brody had. So my husband and I had a near-death experience because of our Amazon device, which we call Allegra, so it doesn't get triggered. So Allegra played all this background noise, and we had no idea what it was coming from. And she has this thing called a burglar deterrent. And all these sounds were playing, scaring us to death. And we almost called 911, but we didn't. A slice for life.
All right.
So she was almost killed by her home talking device from Amazon.
Wow. All right. It happens to the best of us.
Brody and Scary. What the fuck, Scary? You're going to have the fucking meetup in fucking Florida? You're a Brooklyn boy, not a Florida man. Jesus fucking Christ. Maddie from Brooklyn. / Bronx.
See, now, the people listening in Florida right now would disagree. I'm trying to be diplomatic.
I love Florida.
I'm also trying to go on vacation, you idiots. Come on, don't you see what I'm trying to do here? I'm trying to get us out of town for a weekend.
I'm with you, but like, if we didn't have it in Florida, people in Florida were like, oh, that's unfortunate. The people from Brooklyn are like, you fucking have it in New York, you motherfuckers. I love you.
All right. Well, sounds like
that's New York, everyone.
Shots fired. We've been warned. I guess we're going to have it in.
Who the fuck do you two think you are going to Florida?
I guess we're going to have to stay here, Brody. I don't know.
Well, we'll do both then.
So this is Maddie again.
Oh, Maddie.
The lady who said that Scary bought Brody a dinner. Ma'am, we've resolved this issue ages ago when Sebastian Maniscalco said, no, he didn't. The boys agreed to go buy it. Scary, that's a contract.
Nope.
Contract.
Re-listen to the original episodes. Sebastian didn't have the whole story.
Maniscalco said it. That's it. Can't argue with Sebastian.
You know how many people come up to me all the time and be like, dude, you don't owe that guy a steak dinner? A lot.
You know how many people come up to me all the time? You know what? The girl in Applebee's, she said, I will give you an X, and this way Scary can buy you a dinner. That's what she said.
Scary, put her initials next to you, buy me a dinner. This is Marilyn in Omaha. There are 5 Saturday nights in July and 5 Saturday nights in August this year.
Nope.
What calendar are you looking at? Seriously?
Nope.
Really? Usually, you know, I'm Scary and Brody and Scary, but Scary, you done lost your fucking mind. Look at the calendar. Seriously.
Okay. I'm looking right now.
There are, Slice for life.
There are 4 Saturday nights. There are 4 Saturday nights in August. August 5th, August 5th, August 12th, August 19th, and August 26th. Okay, where's the 5th one?
In August. There are 4 in August. There's 5 in July.
But however, there's only 4. I said weekends, by the way. So there's only 4 Friday nights in July. No, there's 4 Friday nights in July.
Okay,
guys,
but
hold on. Listen, hold on.
The 30th.
I said, listen to me. Hold on.
June 30th is a Friday.
Hold on. Hold on. July, the 4 Fridays in July are the 7th, the 14th, the 21st, and the 28th.
Yeah.
And the 4, and then August 4th, 11th, 18th, and 25th. That's 4 Fridays. 4 Fridays in July, 4 in August. Four Saturdays in August. Yeah, okay, July 1st, Saturday. That was a 5th Saturday. But the point is, normally you have Friday, Saturday, Sunday in both months. 5 of them. 5 Fridays, 5 Saturdays.
That's not a normal.
It's, but in the summer, okay, let's go back.
No, it's different every year. The days of the week move.
I know they do. I'm saying in this calendar year, 2023. Oh, in this calendar year. Yes, hold on. No,
the first weekend in July is June 30th. Big deal. And then you get the first and second, and then the 7th, the 14th. There's 5 weekends in July. If you add the 30th,
what
from
I'm
June
saying,
as a
you're not listening to what I'm saying. I heard the you. Whole point was, why the hell is it seem like such a short summer? And I said, because
it's a cruel summer.
It is a cruel summer. It is a very cruel
it's
summer.
Cruel, cruel summer.
And people are being cruel to me now.
You know what? Because there's not a fifth weekend in August.
Look, go back to 2020, for instance. 2020, there are 5 Fridays and Saturdays in July. And
4 August.
It's split. It's split.
Fucked up again.
It's split. My point is that you're losing a week. There's between July and August and the main summer months, you're losing a couple of weekends because all those quality days, are falling during the week, is what I'm saying. In the calendar. The calendar's a little fucked up this year. It really is.
It's not any more fucked up. Last year was 4 weekends in August, just like it was, and there were 5 weekends in July. It's because there's months with 31 days. You're not going to get August and July and August matching up to what you want. I'll go back to 21.
She was still wrong. There was only 4 Saturdays in August.
Boys podcast. There were 5 weekends, 5 weekends in July, 4 in August again.
Then how else do we explain the phenomenon? This is phenomena.
There's no phenomenon.
It's a shorter summer somehow.
Yes, because there's no song of the summer. Therefore, it seems like
because
it's just going by too quickly.
Okay, when was Memorial Day this year? It was the 29th, right? Or no, it was the 29th. Memorial Day is the 29th. That's very late. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when is Labor Day? September 4th. That's early. Sometimes Memorial Day falls on like May 24th and Labor Day is September 7th or 6th, whatever. You get more days. I'm telling you, you're getting more days some summers than others. If you work out the dates from Memorial Day to Labor Day, some years it's short there, you get less days than others. And I think this is one of the shorter ones. I'm just saying.
Hey, Scary. Regarding posting people's houses, I think that it's fine as long as you're not posting like super personal details.
Thank you.
Usually. However, if it's T, I mean, like, you know, he has his audience. People know him. People who listen to Elvis know him. And I don't know. I mean, like, I can understand if he doesn't want people to know what his house looks like. Maybe he's overreacting.
I'm going to go with he is, because I only showed his backyard. I didn't show his address. I didn't show the front of the house. It's his pool area. He was more concerned. He's like, I don't want people to show that I can afford to fix up my back area and have a pergola back here.
Wait a minute. What is that? He had a what? Pergola?
He built a pergola.
I don't know what a pergola is.
Exactly. It's bougie.
Hey, Brooklyn Boys, Scary and Brody, it's Trucker Sam here.
Hey.
I was just wanting to comment on episode 264 where you were talking about how your key would start another car. I am a truck driver, and I drive an international truck, and my key starts over 70% of the other international trucks that I come in contact with.
Shit.
Start the truck and unlock the truck. I love you guys.
That's scary.
Hey, I have a question.
Yeah.
I have a question. Not doubting his numbers at all. How many trucks has he walked up to and tried to open them and start them?
I know. Well, 70%. That means there's a 30% chance. Oh, wait. We're going back to the weather. The weather's go back to the weather conversation.
If the car doesn't open, it's going to rain. By the way, I just looked up the pergola.
All right. Pergola. You still caught
like
up on pergola?
Structure. It's like a gazebo, but it's square.
It's a gazebo.
It's an open roof thing.
It's fancy. It's fancy pants.
Yeah, I don't have one of those.
That's why I got to the bottom of it. That's why he was pissed. You're showing my manicured, well done rocks and pebbles and bushes and pergola.
Yeah.
I don't
have a pergola.
He was very
upset. I don't have fancy tile around the pool.
Oh, see?
Sorry. You don't want to come to my
Brooklyn boys, James, Miami.
Hey.
Started off quick. Maryland, negative. Maryland is wrong.
Who? Maryland?
Bolton. The steak dinner. He got him. The raise. He told him he was going to get it. Ugh. The other guy decided to pay for it. It's not the same thing. Got to dish out that cash that he got him.
Yep.
What, 15, 20 years ago?
I never thought 265 episodes in, we'd still be arguing about the steak dinner.
That's because you still haven't bought me one.
James, I'm back. I got cut off.
Good. That's good that you got cut off.
He always gets cut off. You love that he calls back.
James,
keep going,
I'm back. I got cut off. You owe him that steak dinner.
No, I don't.
You get that steak dinner, then you get that invitation to the pool.
Nope.
I'm waiting for the podcast live from the poolside. You know, with your billion-dollar equipment that you got. Make it happen. Make it happen. Maryland is wrong. I'm just kidding.
I love the talkbacks.
Slice
are
for
arguing.
Life, baby.
The talkback. This talkback is disagreeing with the other talkback. But yeah, let's be very clear about this. Brody never said that if I bought him a steak dinner that I would be able to go in his pool. He never said that.
Well, the thing is, you owe me the steak dinner. I don't owe you the pool. Now, if you got me a second steak dinner,
no, but you were about to set up. You were about to proposite make the pot sweeter by saying, you know what, Scary? Maybe we'll revisit that pool situation.
I'll tell you what,
you never said it.
I'll tell you what, steak dinner and Italian food in that place in Brooklyn you went to that I want to go to.
And then what?
Then the pool.
What? In January? In January?
Well, you better hurry. Take me to dinner. Let's go.
No. When can I go in your pool? In the middle of August?
I keep my pool open until October 1st, so you got time.
Ah, those are short days. And
I got to build a pergola now.
Cooler, quicker.
Brody and Scary, what's going on, boys? Love the podcast. I heard on this episode that you guys were talking about filling the car up with gas. With the car running or the car off, that it doesn't make a difference. As a auto and diesel mechanic, the car has to be off. If you open up that gas cap and the car sees pressure, and like the guy said earlier, it checks pressure and runs diagnostics, it's going to throw a check engine light.
But he's a diesel mechanic.
That means he's built. Huge. He's diesel.
Diesel.
I like the way he paused. He goes, I'm a diesel mechanic. And when you put gas in your car, he paused.
But that's diesel. But that's diesel fuel.
No, he said he's both. He said both.
What is a diesel?
All fuel.
All fuel? Okay.
Play it again. Play the beginning
again.
No.
Okay. Oh, you're saying a diesel mechanic can
hit a professional.
All right.
And knows cars. Unlike the guy at the gas station. Oh, yeah. It doesn't matter.
Scary and Brody and Scary, listening to episode 123 right now. Went back to listen to some old ones. You guys had just started working from home recently. Brody was super disgusted that Scary was clipping his toenails at home, yet recently Brody admitted he was buttholing his chair while recording a podcast, and somehow that's okay. Don't get it. Anyways, love the podcast. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Here's the thank you for remembering.
I love how this guy is 130 episodes behind, and he may not hear this talk back anytime soon.
No, he said he went back and listened. He's caught up. When I said I buttholed the chair, Scary couldn't see that. He didn't know I was doing that. I saw him clipping his toenails. That's different. He had his foot up. Dude, Scary's feet are no
joke,
man.
The idea is there. The idea that you're like literally like a fucking stamp.
But I told you after the fact. I didn't tell you
like
during.
You're stamping your furniture with your asshole.
I don't sit. Who sits like that? My cheeks are closed. Nobody sits open like that. I mean, some people might. I don't.
All right, last one.
Hey, guys, I'm from Boston, and our state may still not have a smoking ban. I'm not even sure, but I know county, they make those laws. Huh? And our county had a smoking ban in effect for many, many years now. Actually, before the local places we live by, Pennsylvania, they
had a smoking ban.
Huh?
You know what she is? She's doing right there?
What?
She's an NPC, non-playable character on TikTok.
That's
the character. Did you notice that even though she's not, I'm sure she didn't curse, twice it sounded like she said fuck. I know she didn't. So listen, whoever that was, call back with that same message because it got all blah, 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 blah.
Now the air is out of my tires. That's a sad way to end the podcast. Pretty sad. I mean, that was the last one. That was
one of the play the guy who said you were wrong again.
No. Fuck you.
Well, let me check my notes. Maybe I got a quickie I could toss in here before All right.
I hate you. I'm coming to your pool when you're not home.
Yeah.
Brooklyn! Good luck.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.